to share between today and tomorrow. Today we'll just go through Nun Ches and Nun Tes. I want to leave Siman Samach, which is it's a Tzichus Kavana, made it really deserve its own conversation. So that we'll do that tomorrow, Bez Hashem. So the Shulchan Aruch mentions in Siman Ches that the Zman Kriyishma the correct the starts Mishayakir Chaver Harogali Moksas Brichud Al Ramis, which is referred to in the post is Mishayakir. We mentioned in the Zmanisha that we gave that there's the discussion is that Mishayakir Bein Tchelis, the halacha which we have by tzitzis, the Zman Mishayakir, and the Zman Mishayakir we hear by Kriyishma, which is the same as Zman for Tefillin, are they the same or not? We'll assume for our purposes they are the same. Many places hold they're the same. So there's a Zman Mishayakir. So Kriyishma Shanat said before Mishayakir, that applies both to Kriyishma and Birchas Kriyishma. Birchas Kriyishma should not be said before Mishayakir. The Bir Halacha raises the question, maybe the Bruch of Avarabba could be said before Mishayakir, but not the Bruch of Yitzhar cannot be said before Mishayakir. If a person says Kriyishma from a Murashach, the Halacha is that he's Yotzei, but the Halacha is Dafka Bakrai Ba'alma, which Mishabur explains means Pamachas B'chodesh, once a month. That's talking about a person doesn't have any oinus, just happens to be that he said whatever, so he's b'yotze. If a person has an oinus, a person can say from earlier, even if it's an ongoing oinus, he'd be allowed to read from Mura Shachar. That doesn't change the look of tefillin. That tefillin should not be put on the chatchila before the Zman Mishayakir. So he's reading, saying Kriyishma from Mura Shachar, he shouldn't be putting on tefillin beforehand. In that situation where a person is up, so Moshe says that the person has to daven early because of work, etc. So we possibly agree that tefillin, that Lila is a man tefillin. So since Lila is a man tefillin, so Elamai, what Chazal said that there's an issue to put on a Lila because a friend of a person will fall asleep, and it's an issue to fall asleep while you're wearing tefillin because the person might not have the proper cover for tefillin when he's sleeping. So in this situation, a person's clearly up and he's going to work, etc. So we're going to be making a lot of put on tefillin also already earlier before Mishayakir. But it's better. But you don't make a brach until later, until after the Zman Mishayakir. So the person would start davening beforehand. Now the Gabi Birchas Kriyishma, it gets much more complicated. Birchas Kriyishma Pashas is still totally, at least the brach of Yitzhar is still totally in the Zman of Mishayakir. So a person could say Shema early, he could put on tefillin early, he could say Abarabba early, he could say Masayatev early, but the Ruch of Yitzhar, he should not say before Mishayakir. So this creates an interesting halachic issue. If a person has an issue, please speak to me. If he has to do that, just speak to me beforehand. So the earliest amount is from Amud HaShachar. It's interesting about it in Amud HaShachar that if a person does not say Shema Shalayla, he was nanos to say Shema Shalayla, he can say it after Amud HaShachar also. Because there's still people sleeping then. So it's still called Zman of B'shach B'cha. So a person could say it during that time also, and he'll be Yod to the Zman, but yeah, he'll be Yod to the Zman for Kriyishma Shalayla. You cannot say Kriyishma Shalshachar is Kriyishma Shalayla in that same Zman. That already that day, if a person would say Kriyishma Shalarvis, he cannot say Kriyishma Shalshachar is during that Zman, and it's even after Mishayakir, a person cannot say, he should wait till after Nates in that situation, or right before Nates to say in that situation, he could not say both. Even after Mishayakir, he cannot say Kriyishma Shel Shacharis yet. And he could say Kriyishma Shel Arvis after Mishayakir also, the mashmos of this halacha is. It's still called Zman, Shiva for some people.
Why is it right before Nates good?
By that time, everybody's up by then. Okay. Okay. So the preferred time is to say it right before Nates, and this is the reason why that's so really, really Mishayakir. In other words, no nafkimin legabi the Shema, but we want to be masmik gula the tefila and such an esrei by Nates. So therefore, the proper time is to say Shema close to the Zman of Nates. Therefore, a person can say Shema esrei by the Zman of Nates. The chachila person should not say Shema after Nates. The chachila, the Rambam's sheet is that the chachila's man to say Shema is before Nates every day, anytime. The person should always say Shema before Nates. That's the sheet of the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch passes like that. That the Iker's man of Kriyishma is before Nates Achama. After Nates Achama is like some level of a bidyavid.
Even if you have Yeshua.
Even if you have
him. Even if you have Yeshua, who says that. Yerushalmi only meant it because there's some people who are sleeping, but everyone's really up by night.
Right. Now, even after, if a person did not say before Nates, a person should say as early as possible. So it's preferred to not be ma'akar until the Seif Zman. Seif Zman is the end of Gimel Shos. How do you calculate Gimel Shos? That really deserves its own conversation, but the Mishabur mentioned two shitas. One is that you calculate 3 hours, which means a quarter of the day from sunrise to sunset. So you figure out what time sunrise is, what time sunset is, and you divide them into four parts, and you add it on to sunrise, and that's the Zman. There is a second opinion which says you calculate that from Alois HaShachar to Seisa Kechovim, and that is quite a complicated calculation, because the assumption which many calendars use is they assume that the time it takes from Amud HaShachar until sunrise, the time it takes from sunset until Seisa Kechovim are equal. That's not necessarily true. The two Zman are the same. So, to figure exactly when that Zman is much more complicated. So probably earlier rather than, if you want to be mak on this mind, you should go earlier rather than later. You have to finish all of Kriyat Shema during this month, during that month. So you have to make sure that you finish all three parashiyos during this month of the Revi'ah of the Yom. If a person did not read within the first 3 hours, so he lost his Kriyat Shema for the day. Parsha Sitzis, he still has to say for the day, because that's a separate mitzvah of Kriyat Mitzrayim, which a person has to say whether he said Shema or not. That would be still be a chiyuv to say Parsha Sitzis deraisa. Number one. Number two. So till 4 hours, so a person can say Kriyat Shema with brachas. He won't be able to Kriyat Shema, but he'll be able to birchas Kriyat Shema. And he'll say Kriyat Shema, introduction to Shemoneh Esrei. So he's going to say for that purpose. The third reason why he says it also is because Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim, a person still has to do, even though he's not yet to Kriyat Shema, he has to be Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim. So he'll be Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim, he'll be Limud Torah, and he'll say the parasha of Tzitzis. So he's going to say, the paragraph of Shema with Birchas Kriyat Shema up to the fourth hour. After the fourth hour, so the Mishabura paskins that a person cannot say it after the fourth hour. A person says it after the fourth hour, it's Bracha Levatola. It says that even in the case of Oinus, then the Berloch, he says maybe the case of Oinus is more kulotic. And Siman Ayin Aleph, he says in the case of Oinus, he's passing the Loch Lamaisa, you may say it after 4 hours. An example over there was a person who was an Oinan, Lo Aleinu, and the Kvura took place, so now he's Chayav Mitzvahs, Oinus Pater Mitzvahs, so he can't read beforehand. And it's ready, it's after the fourth hour. In that situation, he could daven Birchas Kriyat Shema and Shemoneh Esrei in that situation. So that type of anointing, he does paskin to be stomach on the sheet that you could say it afterwards. Shulchan Aruch Rav actually paskins that, not like the Mishabura, that it's not a bracha levatol, you could say it after four shows. So that we go sometimes with Siddur Shemanyonim, that they say they daven late on Shabbos morning. They don't want to daven late. They get up early and they go to the mikvah. They say Gantz Tillim. But time they davening, it's a little late, but they make achonas for tefillah. They learn the 10 blat. They say Tillim, they don't daven late. But those people don't do that. By the time they get the Shema, it's pretty late, So they say Birchas Kriyat Shema after 4 hours. Well, they're going to say on the Shulchan Aruch Rav Shita, which holds that you can do it in such a situation. But again, Mishabur passes the Bracha Levatola, and the person should not be in that situation.
Is that the person sleeps late? Is that late?
I don't know such thing. No, okay. The Biralocha does raise an interesting halacha here. We mentioned the halacha of Vesikin. So the Bir Lacha raises this interesting point that a person who davens regularly with Kivasichin, so is allowed to daven b'yichidus in the name of a minyan, in order to be able to have the ma'ariv of davening Vasikin. So the Lashon Mishabura is that hazahirim likrois Kivasikin. The people which are zor means it sounds like that we're talking about a person who does it regularly. That's the Shlomo Zalman learns. That learns its Bir Lacha. They're talking about a person who davens regularly Kivasikin, and one time he wasn't able to daven Vasikin, he should daven b'yichidus. I remember Rav Shlomo Shadron, Zichel of Racha, used to come to Tells. He was makban of a Sikin, so there was no Vasikin minyan in Tells Yeshiva. So he would daven Kibbasikin by himself, and he would come for Kriyas HaTorah, Shabbat, he'd come for Shabbos, he'd come for Kriyas HaTorah and for Musaf, but he always daven Vasikin, he would daven Yechidus Vasikin. Rav Yashas, that's actually learned this Mishnah Berurah, this Bir Lacha differently. He says, even if a person wasn't Ruggle, Shabbat says, because the mice says, come out like a netter. Your person, once you start being ruggled, the davening of a seeking, you come out like a netter, so that you're allowed to lose tefillah b'tzibur because of the ma'ariv of a seeking, in conjunction with the fact that you're resorted to do it. Rabbi Asher suggested, no, that he means the milo b'sikin is such a milo that it overrides tefillah b'tzibur. So a person will allowed to do it even if he does it one time. A person will be allowed to do that. So that's for sure. A person in a situation where they can't daven with a minyan, that's a very big mile of davening to b'sikin in that situation. I also want to point out that there's a chazanish. Chazanish, you know, this b'sikin, never, you know, we're very, the more it sounds like it's very, very difficult to daven to b'sikin. The mashmos, the chazanish learns that the ikir is not mamish making it that rega. Of that rega of sunrise. The main thing is that you have Shema before Nates, and you have Shemoneh Esrei right around that time, right around Nates. That's also you fulfilled the concept of Vesikin. So he wasn't into the timepieces as being part of it, the part of the Vesikin minyan. I also pointed out in the Shir that actually relying on the timepiece will not necessarily give you Vesikin, because depending on a lot of different meteorological considerations, it's lav dafa going to be that exact time anyway. So you could be you davens. You're being summoned on the chazanish at the end of the day anyway. Okay, Simon Nuntes, the Chazal Masakin that we mentioned the Yotze Or Bereshit. We mentioned Midas Laila B'Yoyim and Midas Yom B'Laila. We mentioned each the Birchas Kriyas Shema, which talk about the heavens. We mentioned the day and the night by both situations. However, of course, the person has the correct bracha to say by day, the correct bracha to say by night. So a person made a mistake and he started saying the wrong one. He corrected himself. So there's a machlokes over here. How much time do you have to correct yourself? So the first sheet he says it's technically deeper. So the person said Shachri, said he's a little bit tired, and he said the same Yitzhar, he says Amar Verovim, he has technically deeper to correct himself. If not, he has to go back to the beginning of the bracha. Maaseh Mishabur brings it there, Chachaim, says that's not so, as long as you have not got to the end of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yitzhar Amaris, you can go back and correct yourself, so you do not repeat Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekenem Malachi Lam. The person's all the way. This is 1 second. It's light out. You know. See, as long as he hasn't said the bracha of Hamari Varavim yet, so he can go back to right after Lekenem Melech Olam and say Yitzor, where Chosha can continue on and say the bracha properly. The Mishavur comes out at the end of this Sif Aleph that there are two things which are Makev. The two things are Makev that you must mention. Behemsa bracha, the proper thing, that the day or night, whatever it is, and the chasima has to be proper. So if you don't have both of those, you're not yotze b'dyavad, and you'd have to go back and say the first bracha. So a person with chap at the end, he made a mistake, and finish off yotze hamaris, and that's all he did. He didn't correct himself going back, he would not be yotze. Now, the Be'er Lacha does bring a shita, which the Gra holds, it's only told in the chasima, and then he would hold you b'yotze in that situation. Mishabur is makriya, not like that. Person would go back and correct himself. The person started by mistake the bracha of Abba Rabba before Yotze Amaris. So the halacha is that you would not you would say it. The center of the bracha is not ma'akev, and you would say the bracha of Abba Rabba first. So I actually had this idea one time. We had a situation where we were davening like Misha Yaker. So Sukkot Zimri, you ought to say beforehand. So Talis and Tefillin you could put on beforehand without making a bracha. But the Yetzirah is a problem, so I said maybe we'll say Abba Rabba first, and then Yetzirah afterwards, because that was a question like in 1 or 2 minutes we do that. We decided against it because it would just be such a different spoiler rabbi, and that would just people wouldn't be able to focus on David. What is he doing? So we didn't do it, but it was geschmack to think about the possibility. Even b'di'avad, a person said, "I said amaziyatzi first. Allah, you'd be yotzer." The seder is not ma'akev. Kedusha yotzer. There's a machlok as well. You say kedusha yotzer b'yichidus, which means that if one shita holds that you don't say kedosh kedosh kedosh, you would say that just that v'amir b'yirah kedosh. If I'm rechayis kedosh, they say b'shem v'amir baruch. You just say that one word, and then you continue on the rest of the bracha. The Yikrach Ra is for Ashkenazim that we do say it. However, the Mishnah Berurah does bring that it's questionable, so the best thing to do is to say it in a way which is considered possible Limud HaTorah, and you indicate that by the fact that you say it with the Ta'amim. You say it with the Haftarah Nigan. They're both, So that's why now you want to know why you learned your Haftarah for your Bar Mitzvah. This is the reason why you learned it, to be able to say B'yechidus, Kadosh, and Baruch, so you would say it with that Nigan. So it's correct to do that if possible. A person should say Kedushas Yotze, it's time to say it when a person is sitting. Prisha Sefer Kolrom, the Shulchan Aruch mentions this idea of saying together with the Shatz, saying Birchas Yotzer with Benachas. Mishabur points out it doesn't apply nowadays because we say the whole bracha, we're not being Yotzer B'chal with the Shatz, so there's no reason why we have to say B'davka Benachas. The issue with Benachas was you're saying it with him, but somebody else is listening, it's not proper to bother him. A person should say Amen after the Birchas Shatz. So this interesting point over here, the Mishabur holds it, but in Perek with Perek, you can answer Amen to the bracha of the Shatz or to any other person. Also, and any bracha. Now that's what he says over here. Later on, he actually brings a machloikis. He brings it to Chayyadim. Holds you're only allowed to answer amen to that bracha of Yirtzeh Maris. You can't answer amen to any other bracha except for Kel Kaddish and Shemayat Tefillah. But otherwise, you don't answer amen. But a person, the guy next to you, is saying Birchas Hashachar, and you said Yirtzeh Maris, and the fellow came, he's starting getting ready for the next minion, of course, that didn't come late, but he's getting ready for the next minion, and he's saying Birchas Hashachar, and Hashem Asal Asal Levin, Allah Hapan Yavim Loyla, according to Mishabur over here, you could answer Amen to that bracha between Yirtzeh Maris before you said Abba Rabba.
How are the Amen at the end of Kaddish?
Like the end of the Kaddish, for sure you could say. Right, that you thought in the Amsa Perak.
No.
The main of the Hosafos, hey Shlomo, you don't say even after Pesachim, you don't say.
Because they only
by cautious. Yeah, so it's only for brachas. You're mopsing. So it's interesting because Mishabur over there brings the Chayyadim over here. Seems to be a Kriya, not like the Chayyadim. He holds you can answer main to any bracha. The issue over here of being mighty somebody else is brought up over here. The law of being mighty somebody else. So the Shulchan Aruch says to be mighty somebody for Birchas HaShachar or for Birchas Kriyashma, a person who's a baki, you must have a minion. So Zahra Masaka, it has to be done in the oifen of a minion. I can be mighty in a bracha. That's the bottom line. Because I came along and made certain takanas, we're going to limit that. So by Birchas HaMazon, they said, you have to have three people, and you have to do it in the form of Zimu. That's for Birchas HaMazon. For Birchas Kriyashma and for Birchas HaShachar, they said you must do it with a minion. For other brachas, Birchas HaMitzvahs, I can do it with Yechidus. So if you want to have one person be Mitzi, so you can do that. In case of Enobaki, you can always do it even with Yechidus. Now, the Mishabur does mention that this is By the comes other birchas in the henin, the brachas achrona, it comes the brachas achrona. So pas and yayin, he says you can be might see somebody else. Other issues, he says he tells you to take a look at Reshit Gimel where he raises a question that the more says ein zimu in the peiris, which means that Chazal didn't do the council of zimu in the peiris, which means Chazal said you have to set yourself. So when it comes to like you go to a kiddush or go to a type of situation and they have one person be mitzi everybody, that's a bit yavit because the mechalik is whether you're in that situation. So it would be preferred a person would say to themselves. The reason why we do it over here like that is because we decided it's better to have one person say and everybody will actually be yotze like some sheet is, then everybody saying it themselves and then nobody will yotze because people forget to say. So
if somebody's misupak whether he said the baruch or not,
then you have a din like an enobaki. And then you can be yotze for sure. So that's one eitzah.
Even benching all of them.
Yeah, even a little benching, right? So you could—that's a good one. To make a suffix always, and you'll always be yotze for somebody else. So person, the issue of answering your main matin rechibah mo yisuba ava and shema. So the Shulchan Aruch says you should not answer a main. The Rama says the minhag is to answer a main. And the Mishabura says the best thing to do in that situation is we must sign together with the shatz. And this way, you will get into involved in any suffix whether you're supposed to say a main or not. The last sip over here talks about a case where the Shas got stuck in the middle of the bracha. He couldn't remember. He couldn't go any weiter, which is nowadays you have a sitter. It's very or a person became was his voice stopped and he couldn't go any further. So it discusses how the next person takes over. It's not relevant as manazeh because we say our bracha together with him. So that whole bracha doesn't apply. It's more again in the case of Chazar Sashatz, what to do in that situation. When we learn Chazar Sashatz, we'll talk about that. So Simon Samach, we'll talk about tomorrow.